Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 1, 1805. Determined to move the bears out. Captain Lewis continues work on his leather boat. Captain Clark and his men, who closed up the base camp 4 days ago, finally arrive at this end of the portage. The grizzly bears have become a great concern to the men, as they are close and rampaging around at night. Captain Lewis writes,
"This morning I set out Frazier and Whitehouse to sewing the leather on the sides of the section of the boat, Shields and Joseph Fields to collect and split light wood and prepare a pit to make tar. Gas I set to work to make the waist strips out of some willow limbs, which, though indifferent, were the best which could be obtained. Drewya and myself completed the operations of rendering the tallow. We obtained about 100 pounds. By evening the skins were all attached to their sections, and I returned them again to the water. All matters were now in readiness to commence the operation of putting the parts of the boat together in the morning. The waist strips were not yet ready, but will be done in time as I have obtained the necessary timber. The difficulty in obtaining the necessary materials has retarded my operations in forming this boat, extremely tedious and troublesome, and as it was a novel piece of mechanism, to all who were employed, my constant attention was necessary to every part of the work. This, together with the duties of chief cook, has kept me pretty well employed. At 3 p.m., Captain Clark arrived with the party, all very much fatigued. He brought with him all the baggage, except what had been deposited yesterday at the 6-mile stake, for which the party were too much fatigued to return this evening. We gave them a dram and suffered them to rest from their labors this evening. I directed Bratton to assist in making the tar tomorrow, and selected several others to assist in putting the boat together. The day has been warm, and the mosquitoes troublesome, of course. The bear were about the camp all last night. We have therefore determined to beat up their quarters tomorrow, and to kill them or drive them from their haunts about the place. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 1, 1805.
Lewis, obsessed with his portable boat, writes about the progress of assembly almost every day now. He has a hand in every matter concerning it. Pitch sealant is unavailable, as there are no pitch pine in the area, so he works up another sealant and calls it tar. It is really tallow and powdered charcoal. The ways he refers to are made of willow and are possibly a kind of ramp from which to launch the boat. Monday, 4th of July celebration.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.